Cambridge 105 on Doris Day. Not a particularly good day to be out on the water, but Theo has been along to a press briefing on behalf of the organisers of the boat race.
I have, yes. And as we mentioned, the weather and the wind there. Yeah, both the men and the women's squads have been out training in Ely this morning, and I hope everyone feels sorry for them. They said all they could talk about was a headwind and how they were hardly moving as they were trying to row down the river. Not fun for them. But the boat race, it's fast approaching. The race itself takes place on Sunday, the 2nd of April. And in just under 3 weeks is the big crew announcement. That's on Tuesday, the 14th of March. And that's another big press event that I'll be making my way along to, and I'll reporting back from that. So it's the 163rd time the two men's sides will go head-to-head, with Cambridge just about edging it at the moment. They're 82 victories to Oxford 79 at the moment, and they did win the last victory between the two men's sides. I believe it was their first victory for, it was either 3 or 4 years. And while in the women's ones, it's been Oxford who have dominated in recent years. They've won the last 4, and they've won 8 of their last 9. As we mentioned, I made my way along to the press day earlier, and I spoke to two of the male squads. I spoke to both Tim Tracy and Pat Ebel, two Americans in the squad, 2 of 9 Americans in the squad. And the first question I was able to ask them was about their process so far.
Flown by, and looking back on it, there have been a lot of milestones and a lot of things that stick out in my mind, but in another way it's been a blur because it's gone by so quickly. Hard to believe we're 38 days out now.
So
coming up, and it's one of those things that if you don't consciously think about it, time just kind of slips by you. So it's definitely been a whirlwind with academics and all the training stuff, but it's been good.
Does it take up your whole life? You've had to dedicate your life to training for this.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. It's different from what I experienced a bit at Princeton, where you're training twice a day, 6 days a week, and it's very regimented like that. My day is very structured, and there's a few hours of downtime.
Well, it's nice because at some point when you're so busy, you have no choice but to be able to just put your nose down and get things done. And I feel like that's a very useful thing to be able to do, especially during this campaign. Because inevitably, I mean, for me, it was over training camp when we were in Spain. They had a lot of deadlines coming up, and there's no option other than to get it done. And so, looking back on it, never want to do it again, because it was not a fun time.
You must be very tight-knit as a sport, but also there's that competitive edge. Like, you're battling out against your friends to make it into the boat.
Yeah. I referenced this word in an earlier interview, but there's an interesting dichotomy between like that aspect of racing against other guys for your seat, because obviously everyone wants to be in the top boat. So it's an interesting aspect between that and kind of building this team that's going to go race Oxford, and that's obviously your end goal. So you kind of you toe the line between like being hyper competitive and wanting to beat everyone on your team, but you need to have in the back of your mind that in risk it doesn't matter because you only need to beat Oxford in the end. So I think that's a dynamic that happens on any team really, that you're fighting for the top seats and the top boat, and that's just the nature of it. But I think the team is really tight-knit in that sense, so there's no actual hard feeling, there's no grudges. Like, obviously guys will get over it eventually.
So you obviously got all this massive, the media surrounding it all. Is it something that your coach allows you to get caught up in? Is it something you talk about?
I think more than anything, we talk about not letting yourself get caught up in it. I think it's one of those things that if you start focusing outwards, it'd be very easy to get caught up in it, because it is such a huge event. And obviously on the day, whatever the figure is, I forget what it's quoted, 250,000 people or something. Obviously, just an outrageous amount of people. So it would be very easy to get caught up in external things going around, whether it's media or just attention from other people in college, people in your course. But I think one of the things that Steve does a good job of is making sure that we kind of keep our eyes on the prize. It's just about the race. It's just about going toe-to-toe with Oxford. There's only 18 guys that matter on the day, and it's the guys in those boats. I think he's good at focusing us and making sure that we're on task to accomplish the goal we have setting out there, which is to win that race.
Now, finally, obviously, you both rode a lot while you're in America. Is the boat race, is it something you're aware of while you're over there?
Yeah, it definitely is. I think it gets less coverage than it does here, but it's definitely a draw. It's I think there's guys that go over from America every year and go from either race at Oxford or Cambridge, and I think that experience is really cool. And it's just different to the American system, which is definitely a draw because there is so much coverage, and it's just, you know, it's a race in London on the Thames, on a tidal river, and it's way longer, and it's just the first one crew, and it's I think everything about it is really cool and really different, so that was definitely a draw for me, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little surreal because, as Pat mentioned, like, within rowing circles, it's a very big event. It's like Henley, the boat race, like, For guys in the U.S., you know, you think of all this stuff that's going on over, you know, in the U.K., and you think, like, wow, that would be really cool to be a part of. So it's definitely, it's kind of strange, you know, sitting and looking at myself today, you know, gonna be there on the day of the boat race wearing light blue. And that's a really cool feeling, for lack of a more elegant way to put it.
And Theo, 9 Americans, you say, in the squad at the moment, but the squad is gradually going to get whittled down further and further. Is that what's going to happen until we get that final announcement in a few weeks' time?
Yeah, well, as we mentioned there's just under 3 weeks until the official crew announcement. And I think they don't take any more out of the squad. It's just they choose from the people they currently have at the moment.
Okay. And will we get an indication as to who will be in the final boat on the day, or do they sort of keep that quiet to have a bit of team advantage over Oxford?
I think it's quite easy to gauge sort of who will be in the boat starting on Sunday the 2nd of April, because they have a few fixtures that are coming up, and in those fixtures they will put out their strongest eight that they think will win the fixtures, that will get as much practice together as possible before the big race.
Interesting, and you also manage, I just must tell the listener this because we carry the words of Sean Derry at 6 o'clock, you managed to helter skelter across to the Abbey. I'll call it the Abbey Stadium. It's Cam's Glass Stadium, really, these days. But you managed to helter skelter it across the Abbey to take in the press conference there too.
Yeah. It's been a hectic day, and I've been on my bike most of the day, so I'm knackered.
Did you cycle from the boat race press conference, or did you grab a lift?
Luckily, I cycled to the boat race. Luckily, got a lift over to the football, got a lift back to the rowing again, and then cycled here, and then got a nice cycle home after this, which is fine.
I would not envy you in the slightest cycling today. Theo, thank you very much. You're not in tomorrow, are you? Because you're doing other stuff.
Yes, unfortunately so.
But we'll give you a sports preview, as always, around about 10 to 5 tomorrow on that. We'll see Theo next week, of course.